From murders to missing Indigenous women, and, well, so much more in between, I bring to you my collection of real crime stories that impacted real Canadians. Welcome to True Crimes of British Columbia, a podcast about heinous, heartbreaking, and completely deranged happenings in the westernmost province of Canada. Hi, and thanks for listening. My name's Kayla, and true crime has been a lifelong passion of mine. I'll be covering lots of different cases that'll contain content of a violent and disturbing nature. I believe that I will also cover some topics that may involve the harm of children and animals. I will have my warnings for triggers and such content at the beginning of those podcast episodes, so long as it is relevant. Please take care when listening to stories of such horrific nature. It can negatively affect some people, and I don't want you to be impacted negatively by my findings. Listener discretion is always advised. So you may ask yourself, why make a podcast? Why true crime about British Columbia? True crime has been a pretty popular topic in my life. I grew up in a house where there were always court case shows on the TV, as well as, like, criminal investigation programs. The novels I grew up reading were biographies and stories of murderers and serial killers. At a young age, I became intrigued, and have since then been genuinely interested in the wrongdoings of others and what drives them to perform these often vicious acts. I was born on the west coast of British Columbia, but moved away maybe when I was 2, maybe just under. After spending about 13 years in Ontario, I came back to BC in about 2010. I was about just turning 15. I've lived here ever since, and I don't ever see myself leaving. Beautiful places can distract the tragic realities that take place. I've lived and worked in cities where people murder each other. I've tried searching, and I don't see any other podcasts of crimes taking place solely in British Columbia. I know some podcasts cover stories of certain cases in British Columbia, though. So, please don't think that I'm copying any of those. I am completely and solely making my own content from the articles and news archives that I have access to, and I don't intend on being a copycat. This is my own thing, okay? I take inspiration, actually, from the CTC, or Canadian True Crime Podcast. Christy is captivating, and I enjoy all her content on there, so please make sure you check out her podcast too if you're into true crime in all of Canada. I think it's kind of cool to know about the things that go on in your backyard, you know, like things that happen in your country, in your province, in your city. Lots of people make content about true crime, so, of course, I just want to reiterate, I in no way mean to copy anyone. I'm trying to find more local situations to me, like mainly around the Okanagan. I will find stories from all over British Columbia too, but my main focus is close to home. And I've decided to put all my thoughts into a podcast so I can create dialogue and connect with others who might either know details about a case, like a missing person or something, or just be genuinely interested in learning. I'm looking to connect with like-minded people. I will make video versions of my podcast available in the future, potentially on a Patreon page, so if you'd like to support me and help me quench your thirst for more crime, then please go to my Patreon page. That'll be linked below, but it should just be Patreon/True Crimes of BC. That being said, I'll keep this podcast free and as accessible as I can. If there are ads for when I upload to Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can find the ad-free versions of my podcasts on my Patreon page. But that might not be a right-now thing. I'll also have polls for voting on what stories to cover, as well as exclusive stories and content updates that will only be showcased on my Patreon. Patrons of a certain tier level can also become a guest and co-host a podcast with me. Stay tuned for those upcoming updates. I also have this Facebook page, of course, so you can join in any conversation there. I'll post certain content, like photos of the victims and links to their GoFundMe pages from their families and that sort of thing on my Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and I'm excited to share with you, as well as hear your thoughts about the cases I'll be talking about, as well as interacting in general with you about true crime. Clearly, that's our favorite topic. That's why we're all here. Talk at you soon. Bye.